In March of last year, the symphony announced it would balance its budget by reducing the number of performances. Musicians agreed to a 3-week furlough. That's time off without pay.
Having been a musician, I understand the sacrifice, and Sebastian and myself took similar reductions in our pay.
That's San Antonio Symphony CEO David Gross. He and music director Sebastian Lang-Lessing also took pay cuts. Gross had in years past been a union percussionist with other symphonies where he negotiated musician contracts as a union member. He says the musicians are, by contract, paid by the week. The furlough reduced their 32-week year to 29 weeks. Bassoonist Brian Petkovich is with the local musicians union.
Our peer orchestras are working, 39, 40 weeks a year. And there's no reason why this great orchestra shouldn't have that many weeks.
There are a number of orchestras that are paid 52 weeks. The Dallas Symphony and the Houston Symphony are.
Petkovich says San Antonio musicians are providing quality performances for a fraction of the salary earned by musicians in other cities.
Most cities, San Antonio size, have full-time professional orchestras. Actually, I can't think of one that doesn't.
The starting wage for San Antonio musicians is about $35,800. The 3-week furlough reduced it to $32,500. The symphony's passionate music director, Sebastian Lang-Lessing, vented about the lack of musician support in San Antonio at his favorite coffee shop.
Quite frankly, does anybody think that making $30,000 a year is an exuberant income? I don't think so. I don't think anybody would argue these people are greedy, they should earn less. Everybody would think this is insane. Why are we not honoring our musicians in the right way? Look, if you compare Dallas, Houston, Fort Worth, San Antonio, where we rank, it's not half, it's not a third of Dallas, what they make.
Lang-Lessing is right. The beginning salary for a Dallas Symphony musician is upwards of $90,000 a year. It's about the same in Houston. Fort Worth Symphony musicians earn about twice what musicians earn in San Antonio. David Gross says the symphony sounds great, the Tobin Center is a wonderful hall to play in, and concerts are well attended. But when it comes to funding, there's a great big missing ingredient.
The endowment. No question. Because most orchestras have three funding streams in order to balance that budget.
Those three streams are ticket sales, gifts from foundations and donors, and then earnings from the endowment. Endowments are big bank accounts, often funded through a sizable donation. Endowment money is invested, and the interest provides a reliable cushion that helps pay symphony expenses.
Even if we can get 20% of total revenues, that would be outstanding.
In other words, if 20% of the symphony's operating costs were covered by endowment interest, San Antonio's symphony would be in better shape. Gross says the rule of thumb for endowments is that an organization should have banked about 3 times its annual budget. The San Antonio Symphony's yearly budget is $7.6 million. Its endowment?
Oh, it's roughly just under $2 million.
The 3 times budget rule suggests it should be in the $23 million range. Sebastian Lang-Lessing.
The problem of the San Antonio Symphony is that because we don't have an endowment, we don't have a trust, we don't have anything, we are always on the verge of bankruptcy because we don't have any cushion.
Gross says the symphony isn't just an entity that consumes tax and charitable monies. The symphony actually makes money for the city.
We generate spending in the community every year to the tune of about $9 million. So when you think about the arts from a business perspective, it's a very, very good investment.
We know that every dollar you invest into the cultural life of San Antonio comes back by $8 into the local community.
When the symphony's fiscal year ends August 31st, the musician's contract ends too. Musician Petkovich thinks that while negotiations might be difficult, the parties will come to an agreement and begin next season on time.
Musicians don't want to not be on stage. We want to be on stage. But part of being on stage is we need to get paid for what we do.
You know, people always complain about, the orchestra's always in trouble. We are not in trouble. We are not in trouble. We are a flourishing organization. The only trouble we have is that people don't want to fund us because think artists is an amenity and not a necessity, which it is. It's a necessity. It's a right. It's a human right.
Lang Lessing hopes that the new symphony marketing and development directors will reinforce that message and help the orchestra build its endowment and thereby a more solid future. Jack Morgan, Texas Public Radio News.